Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here we go. This is the Tuesday edition of the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. 855-217-76. That's the number. Get you live on air into the conversation. And I'm looking around the studio this morning. Saw a ton of folks in here. Normally, I'm in here by myself. Now I got a lot of well-dressed folks and one guy sitting outside the studio. Who is that out there? I'm wondering what's going on. My studio has been invaded. Scott, help me out. What's going on this morning?
Well, we called a press conference today to announce the addition of a world-class media personality to our broadcast operation of the Flag family. He's already blushing. And so we thought, you know, if we're going to have some media friends in the house today, why not share it with our listeners at the same time and conduct this press conference live on the air. So you were gracious enough to say, you know, hey, let's make the Common Sense Club all about a Flag family media announcement today, and we thank you for that.
Oh, not a problem. I heard that the person that we're going to be hearing from is a huge fan of the Common Sense Club.
Exactly.
Little Birdie told me that.
Exactly right. Anyway, by the way, there is a little Birdie clearly told the former Fargo Moorhead, because there is a story in the front page of the Variety section in today's forum. We have folks here from KVLY Valley News Live and KXJB as well as WDAY, so you'll be hearing and reading and seeing more about this. But we've announced today that Steve Hallstrom is going to be joining our broadcast operation full-time as president and managing partner. Listeners of AM 1100 The Flag have heard Steve on the air in a role on Saturdays with Steve Sports Saturday over nearly the last couple of years. But this is a wonderful opportunity for us as a company to bring somebody in that viewers of nightly newscasts knew for a dozen years as a sports director and anchor at WDAY TV6, but has been out of that role for a number of years in the business world. And so we get to bring Steve back in a media role on the air. But also in a management role, he'll be the president and managing partner of our Flag family media operation. So I'm thrilled to make this announcement today. Thrilled to have a full partner in this endeavor and have another broadcast professional join our team. Steve Hallstrom, welcome to the family.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'm wondering who this world-class media personality you're talking about is, though. I haven't seen anybody else walk through here, buddy.
That is you.
That's you.
And how do I know that? Because everywhere I go with Steve Hallstrom, obviously that brand loyalty built up over the years has a lot of folks, you walk in the room and they're like, there's Steve Hallstrom. So it's kind of cool. That's what a media personality is. See?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I want to thank Leon for giving an opportunity for us to come and invade his show a little bit today. And Scott, obviously, thanks to you and thanks to KVLY and WDAY and Norm and Stacy for coming over here a little bit today as well. Very excited for this opportunity, Scott. You and I have been talking about this for a long time. I think I said no to you a couple of times and you stayed very persistent. And as time went on, it just became an adventure too good to pass up. So I'm tremendously excited. It's a bit of a sad week for me. I'm leaving a company in Discovery Benefits and some people I care very much about. Yesterday was a very difficult day there. But I didn't have much trouble getting out of bed this morning when the alarm clock rang pretty early and getting excited about our day. So I cannot wait to begin. I can't wait to get to know the team here at Flag Family Media a little bit better and get an understanding of what they want this place to become. And putting our heads together, Scott, you and I and everyone here, and trying to make for some really great content on air.
And we're looking forward to expanding on the local programming side. Obviously, listeners have heard what we've done with the What's On Your Mind program, which is now a statewide program. And it is a program that really just tackles news of the day and commentary and gets the expertise of the audience, which is what I love about it. And that show has attracted your attention. You want more of the same as we expand our local offerings, right?
I love that idea, Scott. I think really radio is a way for people in the community to tap into what's happening in the world around them. And certainly your show, What's On Your Mind, as I've listened to you as a broadcaster over the last few years. I really love what you're doing with that community feel, and I think we need a little bit more of that, and I'm really excited to find ways that we can do that and to be able to be that voice in the community again. And as you and I are trying to figure out exactly what that looks like and how I might be involved, I just can't wait to get started and come up with some great ideas. We've got some already that we're really looking forward to trying on and seeing how those things work. So couldn't be more excited.
We also are excited to involve the audience. I mean, loyalty of the Flag family is legendary, I believe, in the media business. I mean, you just, whether it's gatherings that we call our Freedom Clubs or different events or even just the interaction, Leon, you and I have every day on the air with our audience, but also off the air, which continues, 24/7, really, in the social media. There is a passion for this country, for our state, for our community, and people really concerned about the kind of America that their kids and grandkids will have. We love being part of that conversation. And to be able to expand that and have another person to facilitate that is really exciting for me. So we're looking forward to that.
What I really am excited about that part of it, Scott, I have traveled around the country quite a bit at my former position, and I listen to a lot of radio around the country, and conservative radio works, and conservative radio has tremendous ratings in most of the country as I listen to some of those great programs and those great stations from around the nation. And I think in our world, people have common sense. There's just a lot of that. I think that's what makes this area so great, is that people treat each other with respect. They make smart decisions. They don't spend money that they don't have. They try to do things right, and they take responsibility for themselves. That's how I grew up on a little farm outside of the Twin Cities area in central Minnesota. That's how you grew up as well. And that's what our community is all about. And so the principles of conservative ideas and the principles of conservative talk are ones that I think a lot of people around here can subscribe to. And I'm just excited that we're going to be able now to team up to add that community element, being the voice, a voice in the community, and really plugging people into the world here in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, and parts beyond that our signal reaches as well, will be a great way to expand on that.
Leon, this is the Common Sense Club in your hour. So I know you are wanting to...
I love the plugs he's giving for Common Sense, man. That's pretty cool. What I want to ask, so we hear you, and you are talking sports on the weekend, Steve Sports Saturday, that sort of thing. So what is the new element to the Flag? What is that going to look like for, the folks that are listening in, for the local audience? Is it going to be more sports flavored, more politics, a little more of everything sprinkled in? What's that going to look like?
That's a great question, Leon. And Scott and I and the team here and you, and we're all going to kind of figure that out together. We've got some ideas for how I might be able to be a voice on air at certain parts of the day or at a certain part of the day. And I think we're just kind of putting the finishing touches on what we would like to do there. But I think in my mind, a good radio station is one that you want to get up in the morning and listen to. It's people that you enjoy, people that do a good job of bringing the world home to you, because most of us who are living busy lives, we can't be experts on everything that's happening in our world. We can't stay in touch with what's happening in the legislature and out in Washington, D.C. We can't stay in touch with what's happening with the diversion project. We can't stay in touch with what's happening at MSU Moorhead and Concordia and NDSU and their athletic programs. We just don't have time to look into all those things on our own. So it's our hope that we can bring those things to people here where we can deliver that to them so that they'll have what they need to make sense of their day and of their world. And so exactly how that looks like, we're not exactly sure yet, but we've got some ideas. And once we all have a chance here at Flag Family to kind of join in and have that conversation together, we'll get that figured out and put something out there. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Scott and I have an idea for actually working together on air and doing a show together that we're kind of excited to kick the tires on a little bit. So I think as I think of that opportunity, that could be a lot of fun. You got a Baptist and a Catholic, a UND fan, a Bison fan. I mean, this can't end well, right? So that should be pretty compelling radio. So I think we can have a lot of fun there. And Scott and I are alike in a lot of ways, and we're also different in a lot of ways. I think that could be really fun on the air.
I think also, to piggyback on your question, Leon, many folks might be thinking what you are, that, hey, here's a sports anchor, a former sports anchor, and a sports guy that covered a lot. So this is going to be a sports show. But, that may require the listeners to compartmentalize a little bit how they knew Steve Hallstrom on the television every night versus what you'll be on the radio. Am I right?
Well, you're not going to get me to stop talking sports. That's
no,
for sure. I love
that,
it. Yeah. And it's a big part of who I am and my professional past as well. But yeah, I think I'm going to have to ask our listeners to give me a chance, because I'm probably a little different person than I was 5 years ago. Certainly, I love sports and still pay attention, but I tend to read the front page of the newspaper now before the sports section and kind of be involved with other things as well. So have maybe broadened that out just a little bit. I hope to bring a lot of those things on the air, but you can bet we're going to talk Bison football on the air, and we're going to talk about Concordia football and Dragon basketball and all those things that are going on in the community and high schools as well. I've got a son now who's a sophomore playing basketball at Davies High School, so it's a lot of fun to still have elements of the sports in what I'm going to do on the air.
Speaking of which, we cannot let this hour pass without a little discussion on Deflategate.
Yep. Inflate or not to
Yeah,
inflate.
Exactly right, because that is the story that's consuming, Good Morning America, Today Show, everybody today, which is a bit of a head-scratcher for me. Maybe it just suggests that we need something else to talk about. But anyway, we'll touch on that before we're done. We'll take a short break, come back with more questions or comments. Certainly welcome, and we have a listener wanting to welcome Steve back to the airwaves. 855-200-1776. When we continue, don't go away.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at Guns80.com. Go now.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Big announcement on the show this morning, and no, contrary to popular demand, I am not running for governor in 2016. We got Steve Hallstrom in studio right now making a big announcement. He's joining the Flag family team in a new capacity. I mean, you were already a part of the team, right?
But now I think
you're shouldering much more of the burden. So there you go. Questions, comments for Steve, for Scott, for me, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. I think Karen wants to weigh in this morning. Karen, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, I'm a Democrat from Central North Dakota. Welcome to the head of our flag family.
Thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate your call. My mom and dad are staunch Democrats from central Minnesota, so I think there's a little symmetry going on here today. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my mom and dad are Democrats, too. I mean, dyed in the wool from way back. They're blue dog Democrats. But, you know, they're good people. So, Karen, we love you. And I love the fact that she listens. Even though she's a Democrat, she listens in. She calls in all the time. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. So
Karen, thank you for the call. Very nice of you.
Thank you.
And keep listening, okay?
I will.
All right, so let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to ask Karen what she'd like to hear more of. Is she still on the line?
She's not. No,
okay.
No.
Karen, call back in. We'd like to know.
And others welcome as well. Now, why do you think Karen said I'm a Democrat? Why is she saying that, you know?
This is conservative talk radio. So, you know, she's. Yeah.
Don't you think that most of our Democrats even are pretty conservative?
I was going to say that same thing.
Yeah.
You can't find people with more common sense than my mom and dad.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the beauty of what we can do here is that certainly many of our listeners are going to be conservative and they'll vote Republican most of the time. I have voted for candidates in the past of many different, well, I would say many different parties, but multiple parties as well. And I think the principles of common sense and things that work make sense for everybody. So I'm excited to have that conversation and we're thankful to have folks of whatever political background listen and contribute as well. We like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think we've proven on What's on Your Mind, right? Now, more often than not, we hear from conservative folks because folks are conservative here. There's
right.
there's no litmus test at the call screen to find out, you know, what party you belong to or how you espouse. But, I mean, more often than not, people express a conservative viewpoint. That, to me, is just the fiber of what's in our being. In these parts.
Absolutely. Republicans don't have the market cornered on good ideas and good perspective. That's absolutely true.
Well, and quite the contrary sometimes, right? To make us to very frustrated. Party labels have kind of gotten tired.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's really more about just what's your DNA? What principles do you stand on? I say that a lot when I get asked about
parties. I have a question for Steve. I hear a lot. I mean, tons of times you hear folks. And we're talking about conservative talk radio versus like more liberal talk radio and how conservative talk seems to do a lot better. But what do you attribute that to? And especially when it comes to local programming, how are we going to kind of weave that conservative message in throughout the day? We have callers that say, you know, we got Rush, we got Sean, we got Scott, we got, you know, all of these people, conservative folks. What are we going to do better to better service those folks out there? Common sense across the board, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. What are we going to do better to, you know, get that conservative message out there?
Before you answer.
Yes, sir.
We'll leave the listeners in suspense because it sort of piggybacks on a question that came in from a listener here. We'll play that and you can answer both questions at once. How about
you
that?
Got it.
And others, welcome at 855-200-1776 today.
Hey, Steve, welcome to the team, man. Looking forward to hearing what you have to put in there. So it could be a lot of fun here. I just had one question. I kind of hope that we still get to hear Rush and Sean and the great one, Mark Levin. That really helps spread some common sense and conservatism there for everybody. So. Just hope we still get to hear Rush and John and Mark. And just wondering what. So once again, thanks and welcome on board, man.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. So there are a few questions that have been thrown around here, and I guess we'll try to take them one by one. First, to the comment from the listener, and thank you very much for giving a call. I don't think that any good radio lineup is exclusively anything. I think there's room for lots of viewpoints and lots of people to express their opinions. That said, I'm not coming in thinking that we need to make radical lineup changes right away. Or we may not make radical lineup changes at all. I want to see how things run. I want to kind of hear from people in the community what they like, what they'd like to hear more of, and we'll balance that out as we go. I'll tell you, I don't foresee any changes to any of those programs that you mentioned in the near future. So the future will map itself out, and we'll make those decisions the best we can. But I think those are staples that a lot of people that listen to this show like to hear. But I'll say this too, Leon, going back to your question, whatever your political persuasions or however you feel philosophically about the world, you still want to hear what's happening in your community, what your teams are doing, what your elected officials are doing, what's happening in town today. Is there a new restaurant going up across town? We all just want to be tied in well to our community as well. So we can have those programs like Rush and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and many others that we have here as well. But we can add to that a nice local flavor where people feel like they can maybe get the best of both worlds. And so I'm really hoping that that's what we can do. I'm not a particularly passionate political fan of either party. I just, that's not how I live my life. I don't find myself really consumed with politics. But what I do think is that we all need to understand fiscal restraint. We all need to understand personal responsibility. And we're going to talk about those things. That's not property exclusively of one party or the other. And so I think we just want to put those things out there and say to those people, maybe like me, who are not passionate politically, but they're concerned that our nation's debt is now, what, 18, 19 trillion? And we're wondering, what are we doing to our children? That's a problem that we all, Democrat, Republican, grassroots, libertarian, where we all have to figure that out. We have to be smart about our country and where we're going. So I think there's a lot of people like me who are interested and they want to hear some perspective on that. They maybe don't want it 12 hours a day, but a little bit of that, along with what's happening in my community, could be, I think, a dynamite combination.
Absolutely.
And I want to weigh in here because I think that, you know, there was a time when, Steve, you mentioned that you're not all consumed by the political, you know, ins and outs and everything else. There was a time I was where I thought, you know, how many Republicans held House seats or how many Republicans,
I'm kind of still there.
How many Democrats need to be defeated? But I agree with you. I think you end up with kind of a myopic focus on something that's so small rather than the bigger picture. And all of us ought to be concerned about the bigger picture. But you know, we can still have voices like Rush Limbaugh unpacking what's happening every day while we're adding in the news, the weather, the sports, and our own commentary on the bigger picture, which is what I think we've done a little bit on What's on Your Mind. So.
And I would say that you've evolved, I think, as a broadcaster. And I'll say that we can have good debate without yelling at each other, too.
Let's have one of those when we come back, shall okay. we? And we'll check a little weather. Stay tuned. More coming up.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Big doings, here on the Common Sense Club.
We just turned it into a real live press conference here, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I like it, man. I like all these folks in here. I like the fact that Steve Hallstrom is sitting in studio right now. And if you have a question or comment for Steve, want to ask, you know, what's going on over there? Is there, you know, what's new coming to the flag? What's new coming to the, you know, local programming, that sort of thing? Numbers are simple. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, into the conversation. Ask Steve anything. Right, Steve?
We're going to have to put a few limitations on it. If someone calls and asks where babies come from, I might not know where to go with that one.
The stork brings those. Is that right? You know that.
Now, here you go. That's value, Leon. Adding value. The answer before you even ask the question. That's good work.
Earlier, we were chatting with Karen, who called to welcome Steve as a Democrat. Remember, she said she was a Democrat from Central North Dakota, and she was a fan of the flag.
And I was excited that she called.
Yeah, exactly. And you had a couple of questions for her, so you asked her to call back. She has graciously accepted your invite, Steve.
Oh.
So, Karen, thanks for calling back. And, Steve, what do you want to ask Karen?
Well, Karen, I appreciate you calling and appreciate you listening, and I just would like to find out from you, as well as anyone that calls in, what would you like to hear here on AM 1100 and the other flag properties?
Oh, a little sports would be nice. I'm a NDSU alumni, so some bison would be nice.
Okay. I can promise you we're going to talk some bison sports, Karen. No problem there.
And, of course, Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. We can do that as well. What do you think about Teddy Bridgewater?
I think he's great. I'm so glad that they have him.
I do, too. I think they've got a great quarterback, and I think they've got a very good head coach. And if you can have those two together at the same time, you've got a chance. We see that with the teams that are making it now to the Super Bowl. They've got very good coaches and very good quarterbacks. So I think Vikings fans can be pretty excited that they don't have to look for either one this offseason.
Well, then maybe Adrian Peterson will come back.
I think he will. I think the Vikings would like to have him back. I think a lot of the public relations inferno has died down a little bit. He will cost the Vikings a lot of money. I'm in the minority. I think they might find a way to get a deal done with him to extend him for a couple, 3 years. He's kind of a freak of nature athletically, and he can do things a lot of people can't. So even though he turns 30 next year, I think he's still got 3 or 4 good years left in him, and I sure would like to see him stay in a Vikings uniform. Thanks, Karen, for giving us a call today. Call back anytime.
By the way, sports weather is something we look to expand as well and bring more to our audience. And I have a couple of weather announcements here today. Do you know some light freezing drizzle is headed back for Central North Dakota this morning? Snow into the afternoon.
It's kind of been winter in Tulsa most of this winter because December was really mild. January, we had a couple of cold weeks, but now we're back to feeling like we're in Oklahoma or something for the winter.
What is it, spring? Is it spring already? I'm confused.
I don't know. I'll take this for the next 2 months, though. No problem.
Exactly. And it's, here's my take on it. You guys tell me if I'm all wet. You know, we get whacked with winter, right? But just because it is winter and you get a little winter weather. But then we've sort of bounced back into these ridiculous, like you say, Oklahoma weather. That really takes the edge off for me. If I can get a if I can get a little 40-degree, upper 30-degree day, like Haley and I were out skating last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful out. You know,
reprieve from the polar vortex that we've been going through.
Exactly. And even if I just know a 40-degree day is coming and you check that box, that makes all the difference in the world.
I heard that you had your figure skates on, though. I was wondering a little bit about that. Do we have to check your man card here for
they were hockey skates.
They were wet and whatnot.
You know what's amazing is we haven't ice skated for, I don't know how long. It's been a long time. There were a lot of dust on those skates. But Haley, we had to buy her a new pair on Sunday. We started. Is it Sunday and also last night? She just, boom. Amazing to me. I mean, first time, a little wobbly, right? And then into it.
Kids are phenomenal. They get on a skateboard. Have you seen a ripstick? Do you know what a ripstick is? It's like a skateboard with kind of a hinge in the middle. And my kids, they hop on, and it's just like they were born on these things. I get on, and I face plant in about 3 feet.
Terrible.
Kids are amazing, their coordination.
Yeah.
And then we get old.
Yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, so just a quick outlook on the weather here is what we're looking at. There's a hazardous weather outlook. I don't know why they say this, but because hazardous sounds to me like a tsunami.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
or slick conditions out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that's all winter, isn't it?
Right. Right.
Right. So I don't know why we call that hazardous, because that's winter.
You think it's a
winter weather driving? I do. Yeah. Anyway, eastern North Dakota, west central, northwest Minnesota gets the hazardous weather outlook, and light snow expected to spread into southeast North Dakota and west central Minnesota this morning. We're talking about areas mainly along and south of Interstate 94 and North Dakota Highway 10 in Minnesota. An inch or two expected. Patchy light freezing drizzle can also be expected along and south of I-94 through mid-morning. Basically, just keep an eye on the road reports and the roads as well, okay? And then Wednesday through Monday, some weak weather systems moving through the plains could bring a chance for light snow at times. Don't know exactly the timing and all that. Then, as I mentioned, light freezing drizzle, central North Dakota this morning, but snow this afternoon. Snow already started last night in western North Dakota, spreading into central North Dakota earlier this morning, south of Highway 2. Some patchy freezing drizzle continuing along and east of Highway 83 this morning. We're talking total snow accumulations up in that region of 1 to 3 inches through this afternoon. That's from Lake Sakakawea through south central North Dakota and the southern James River Valley roads. So likely slippery, becoming slippery from snowfall or freezing drizzle. Travelers are urged to use extra caution and avoid using cruise control. So that's a special weather statement, but we have the hazardous weather outlook in Minnesota. I don't get their labels, but anyway, just to let you know what's happening weather-wise.
And that was just a masterful job, my friend.
Is that okay?
We've actually had feedback from listeners that say, you know, we want a local guy live doing the weather.
Nobody reads copy like Scott Hennen. There's no question about
that. Yeah, me doing that. It's a train wreck. I'm like, it's snowing, it's ice on the ground, be careful. Scott sounds like an announcer, though. So there you go.
Well, anyway, that's just the kind of things we're adding another very key member of this team, a leader to the team. You know, as the headline today, Blair's in the Fargo Forum, Hallstrom named president of Flag Media. As Steve will be a full partner with me, and we're going to roll up our sleeves and go to work and honor our investors and have them repaid and sitting on a beach somewhere in a few years and be equal partners and co-owners in this company. With that, we're going to need the help of all of our listeners and our advertisers as we continue to expand our offerings. And again, the Flag Foundation, one listener said, does this mean Ed Schultz is coming back? Let me just say something about the past.
I didn't write that press release. Out there.
Yeah, I don't know how somebody could connect those dots, but we'll honor the listener with answering it. No, first of all, but, I think it's fair to say that if we haven't, let me just reiterate, when you have people like Rush Limbaugh on the air or Scott Hennen or Leon Francis or Steve, what you've talked about, your foundation is, we're building this from a conservative talk radio principle. I mean, if you had to say, what is it, it's conservative talk radio, it's opinions, it's commentary. what we're, and that'll always be a foundation of what we are. That's the foundation in which this house has been built. And, you know, it started in August of 2008, and there was a stretch of time from mid-2010 till 2012 that I didn't have any control over where, and maybe that's what prompts a question like, you know, is Ed Schultz going to come back? That lesson has been learned from different management, suffice it to say, no. That's not something that's going to happen. What is going to happen is more of the things that we've been missing of late that we want to bring. So in other words, we want to give you no reason to turn the radio dial. So you're gonna have conservative opinion and commentary, but you're gonna have more of the things you need to go about your daily life.
Yeah, the local flavor is going to be huge. We get that feedback all the time. You know, local. What are we doing here? And whenever we have local folks in the studio, you get a lot of kudos for that. So I'm excited. I am very excited.
That's what we want more of, right, yeah. Steve?
You will not be confused about who we are and what we believe in. I promise that. But we also want to be open to voices from all parts of our community. We can't shut out a certain person because they don't look the way we look or sound the way we sound or talk the way we talk. We want this to be an open forum. We want people to feel like this is a good place for them, anybody in the community, to come to talk and to hear what's happening in the world right around us. So we're going to enjoy kind of building that all together.
So open format. We're taking all callers. So we're going to have live debates on air with folks like Cindy Gomez. No, I'm kidding. You probably don't even know.
I probably don't.
You don't want to
need
know.
Some education, my friend.
But we're going to stay conservative. And I saw the same email. We're going to have this conservative tenet running throughout the programming. But you know, as always, we want to hear voices from all sides of the political spectrum, and I think that's what Scott was trying to say. And to the emailer, Ed Schultz, I don't think so. We're not Air America, so there you go. But Steve, you want to say anything else to the folks out there?
Well, a million things, Leon.
Right.
And certainly, we'll have a chance to do that. I want to say a thank you to everybody here at this organization for welcoming me in. The ownership partners and Scott certainly. Folks here, even in the hour and a half since I've been in the building, people have been very welcoming. And I want them to know, a message to them, that I want this to be a place that they'll always say they're proud to work at and that
right.
they can be proud to work at this company. And I have learned a lot about workplace culture at Discovery Benefits, where I've been the last 5 years. Nobody does it better than them. And by the way, if you're someone who is looking for a new position or a new job, Discovery is a great place to work. I can't endorse them any more highly. But I want people here to have their head high about working for Flag Family Media, and I want them to be excited about the future. And we can't do it. This can't be a Steve or a Scott thing or a Leon thing. This has to be all of us together. We've got to be together. We've got to be positive, and we've got to be getting better. And if we do, we're going to have a lot of fun along the way.
Absolutely. And this question is going to be a head scratcher. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. Like, this is not going to be an easy venture. Some people would say, you know, you left a pretty good job, man. You got some job security there, and you're going into talk radio, managing a radio station, ownership of a radio station. That is a heavy load to lift. Why would a guy get out of his comfort zone and do something like this? Is it passion? Is it, a mountain to climb? I mean, what's going on there, Steve?
Great question, Leon. I had a job that I thought I was going to be there for the retirement party, and that was going to be my last stop on the career path, and I was excited about that.
That music, man, I'm sorry. I get kind of long.
That's all right. We'll talk about that after the break. No
on the
problem.
Other side of the break, we'll be right back. Steve Hallstrom, Leon Francis, your phone calls right after this break.
Now Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the Common Sense Club. Leon's here. He's in the house.
I'm right here.
We're just throwing folks for a little loop today by having a live on-air press conference to announce the addition of Steve Hallstrom as president of our flag family. And so off-air, Steve will be taking on a role as a managing partner of the radio station, full partner with yours truly. He and I have been talking about this for a year, and it happened. And our listeners, from your perspective, the things that happen on the air, you get another voice in the flag family, another local voice, which we're looking forward to. So you didn't get a chance to fully answer Leon's question from last segment. Should we go there next?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Liam, great question.
In case you tuned in or you forgot the question, I tend to get a little long-winded. I asked you, you had a pretty good job over at Discovery. You know, you got a little...
I had the best job in the world, Leon.
Yeah.
I really did.
So what would prompt a guy to get out of his comfort zone, that, you know, to go into something totally new? And it's not a light burden. It's a heavy burden to shoulder. So this is not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be easy. What would prompt a guy to do something like that?
Nothing good in life is comfortable and easy, Leon. I think you would agree with that, knowing you the way I do. You know, I put out a Twitter message yesterday that said every great thing in the world today is a product of someone's imagination, and it was probably called impossible until somebody went out and did it. Now, I don't think anybody thinks building something great here is going to be impossible, and I certainly am not saying that. But think of everything that the chair you're sitting on, these microphones we're talking to, that was all a product of someone's imagination. And someone went out and said, you know, what if you made a device you could talk into, and it could go through a wire and go out to a speaker and go out?
That's just crazy talk.
That's crazy. No one's going to do that. So the world is full of possibilities, and we are so blessed in this country to be able to have as many opportunities as we do. You've got to take chance. There's nothing safe. There's nothing guaranteed in life. Yes, right. I had a great situation, but this is a chance for me to jump in the deep end, and I don't know how to run a radio station. I've got ideas. I've got business principles. I've got training. I'm going to learn what I need to know, but this is going to be a tremendous challenge to my faith, absolutely, and I'm excited about that. It's good to be brought to your knees every once in a while, and it's going to be a tremendous professional step as well, right. And I'm just excited for this adventure. I think it's going to be an absolute blast, and I'm so thankful to God for giving me friends and family who have told me that life is meant to be lived and not just existed through, and that you have to have courage in life, because courage is a choice. If you act brave, then you'll be brave is one of the sayings I heard many years ago, and that's really true. And so I'm acting brave maybe a little bit right now,
right.
And I just know that over time, this wonderful team of people is going to come together and do something really amazing, and I'm so excited to be part of that and help lead the way.
So is that a Steve Hallstrom quote?
Hey, Leon, if you steal from everybody, it's not plagiarism.
Okay,
remember that.
Go. There you go. I'm going to steal that. That is an awesome quote.
That's from our R&D department. Rip off and duplicate.
There you go.
Yeah. Exactly right. That's good stuff. But, it, you know, I mean, again, I love your attitude. It's going to be fun.
A good friend of mine, Chris Howe from Concordia Hockey, says you have to be a possibilitarian in life, and that's true. And most of my life I spent kind of cynical and just, I don't know, glass half empty. I've changed that over the last couple of years, and I think that's been a very needed step for me to grow up. In order to do this, because I do believe that anything is possible, and I believe that we can do some pretty crazy things.
We only have a couple minutes left, so I do want to talk about a story that intrigues me that has nothing to do with the announcement today, but rather just to get the take of you, Phyllis. And I don't know if this is a lack of things that are something. I mean, the president's going to give the State of the Union address tonight, right? So
he's going to be in a Robin Hood costume.
Typical talk radio today would be, what do you want to hear from the president? And, you know, you likely won't hear it, right? But this story about a football being deflated seems to me to be, I don't know, like a Saturday Night Live skit or something, but it was all over the morning shows today, and everyone's talking about it. Do you think this happened? Or is this some kind of prank that somebody put out there that's just gotten legs? It's just ridiculous.
I think there's maybe a grain of truth to it. And then I look at the final score, and it said 45-7. So
didn't work out real well.
I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time wondering if a football or two that had a little less air pressure than it should have affected the outcome of that game, because we all know it didn't.
Well, the news media seems to think it's a big story because it's everywhere this morning.
That's what I mean.
It's just different. That's what people do. They latch on to something that seems different, and people are very passionate about their teams. That's why we're saying that we're going to talk some sports on this channel going forward, no doubt about that, because people are passionate about their teams. And if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you're still trying to get over Dez Bryant and the ruling on the field. So people love their teams. They want to talk about their team did well or not and why.
So we're going to talk a lot about the Saints I'm going forward, right?
Is that right? You're a Saints fan?
I'm just asking.
I had Drew Brees on my fantasy football team, Leon. That didn't work out so well for me this year.
Oh, man.
So,
well,
I'm a little sore about that.
Understood. I've been a fan since they were the Yanks. So, they're pretty cool now.
They've been entertaining to watch, no doubt about that.
I'm with Tom Brady on this whole Deflategate thing. I think I've heard it all at this point. It's ridiculous.
That was his quote.
Yeah. I'm with him.
Yeah,
but there's an NFL investigation. By golly!
Oh, of course there is.
We're going to hear about it for a while. So
they got a lot of people on staff at NFL headquarters. I used to walk by that building all the time when I was in New York City, and they got to pay those people to do something.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall at our 10 o'clock hour, and we're talking ag, a little preview of the North Dakota Farm Bureau Farmers and Ranchers Conference coming up at the end of the month. But we'll start with the Deflategate and State of the Union and some other things in the news here coming up. But this was a fun hour to announce them. Game-changing news in the media world and for our flag family. Steve Hallstrom joining us full-time. Thanks, Steve.
You bet, buddy.
Thanks, Discovery Benefits, because they're giving up a pro.
Big thanks to John Bewer, Mike Solberg, Matt Fear, my bosses. Great men, and I learned so much from them. I wouldn't be here without them.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Leon.
Thanks, Scott.
What's on your mind next? Don't go away. It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.